You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. On Earth Day, Governor Evers issued an executive order directing the Department of Natural Resources to plant 75 million trees in Wisconsin by 2030. Some research supports planting trees as an effective way of capturing CO2 in the atmosphere, but it's not necessarily the main solution for another big environmental problem, deforestation, and scientists say reducing greenhouse gases that we emit in the first place should also be part of the solution. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of the governor's plan to plant millions of trees aimed at capturing carbon emissions? Should planting trees be part of the global response to climate change? Where do you want to see new trees in the state? And what questions do you have? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Adina Rissman is a professor of forest and wildlife ecology at UW-Madison. Adina, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
75 million sounds like a lot of trees to me. Adina, does this seem like a realistic goal of planting this many trees by 2030?
You know, I think it can be realistic. I think it's an exciting goal. It is maybe a stretch goal, maybe a little bit ambitious, but I think it can be done.
Is this something that really does put a dent in climate change, all these trees absorbing all that CO2?
Well, it's one of the important things that we can do, but it's certainly not the only thing that needs to be done. Many scientists have run different models and come up with different estimates for how much we can reduce climate change emissions and improve our climate through natural climate solutions like planting trees. And the estimates vary, but it seems like maybe we could do 10, 20, 30% of what we need to do by how we treat the natural world. And tree planting is an important part of that.
Where in Wisconsin do you see some elbow room where a lot of trees could go?
Well, great question. I think one of the great things about trees is that they're good for us in the natural world in so many ways. Trees, as we're talking about here, can help store and sequester carbon. They also support the timber industry, which is primarily focused in northern and central Wisconsin. We have a $24 billion timber industry in the state, which many people don't know. We also have an $18 billion outdoor recreation industry, and that's really statewide. And trees can benefit farmers. You know, over half of farmers have woodlands on their lands, and that's throughout the state, but more in central and southern Wisconsin. And trees also really benefit people in urban areas. And we know that there's a real issue with tree equity, that lower income neighborhoods have fewer trees. And so really these trees can go throughout the state for a lot of different uses.
In our article, a news article at WPR.org, a lot of listeners commented, you know, I like this okay, but we've got a lot of deer in our neck of the woods, mostly northern Wisconsin, and the kind of trees we want to plant, it's kind of hard to protect them from deer. Do you see that kind of logistical challenge in getting trees planted and taking successfully in certain parts of the state?
Sure. Yeah, good question. There's definitely going to be logistical challenges along the way here, from the capacity and budget to do it, to questions of are those trees in the right place and are they the right species to grow there? And then are they going to live? You know, and deer are certainly an issue for seedlings to be able to live and persist. So this is one of the reasons it's really important for landowners to consult a forestry professional, make sure if they're going to plant trees, they really think about those questions. Is it in the right place? Is it the right tree species? Are they protecting the trees in some kind of way with a sleeve or other way to keep deer from browsing that tree right away?
We're talking to Adina Rissman, professor of forest and wildlife ecology at UW-Madison, looking at tree planting in Wisconsin. The governor called for 75 million trees to be planted in the state by 2030, part of the goal there to help tackle climate change by capturing carbon. Adina, can you give us a sense of our trees, the state of our forests here in Wisconsin, how old they are? What is our current stock?
Yeah, great question. So we do have, I would say, a predominance of middle-aged trees in Wisconsin. We don't have a lot of older trees that are maybe older than 80 years old. We don't have a lot of really young trees that are maybe, you know, 20, 30 years old. And so we have an opportunity to really diversify our tree species. And that's especially important because we have a lot of issues coming up that are taking out some of our trees. We've lost a lot of ash to emerald ash borer. We've seen a lot of other insects and diseases come through Wisconsin. And, you know, unfortunately, that trend is probably not going to go away. So we really need to also be aggressive about continuing to invest in diversifying our forests to make sure that we still have a really nice set of trees in our woods and in our cities that can provide for a lot of different forest products and that can also provide wildlife habitat, that plant diversity, beautiful places for outdoor recreation, water quality, and so much more.
How do we end up with this, I don't know, baby boom of trees where all of them are middle-aged now? I mean, I get probably a lot of the older growth was harvested in the logging days, but why do we have this this preponderance of middle-aged trees?
Yeah, that's right. We had really the cutover in the logging era when, you know, most of our trees were harvested. And then we had this period of a lot of fires, agricultural conversion of land. And then in, let's say, kind of the 20s, 30s, 40s, a lot of those areas started to come back into trees. Some of them have been harvested. So we have, you know, these rotations of trees where they have stayed more middle age. And some of it is that result of history. And so we have ended up in a place where we're now looking for increasing this diversity. And one of the other key points about planting trees is we want to make sure not to put them in certain areas that might not be the best place for trees. When you look at the state of Wisconsin, we've lost some forest land, but we've lost a huge amount of our grassland and our barrens, our open lands. And so we want to make sure not to put trees in those lands that are also really important for other wildlife, agricultural or other recreation uses that really should not have trees planted in them.
And we've been talking about planting trees. What about our existing forests? Are we doing a good job of preserving what we have right now?
Well, one of the other exciting parts about this proposal is that it also has a commitment to conserve 125,000 acres of existing forests. And this conservation of forest land is another important component of the efforts that we have in Wisconsin to keep forests as forests. We've done a lot of conservation projects over the decades, and this is an effort to grow on what are really fairly bipartisan efforts to ensure this forest land that is both industrial forests that can continue to be a base of forest products to keep our mills going, that also provides all the other benefits of forests, wildlife, water quality, recreation, and carbon storage.
Let's bring on a caller now. Andy is on the line in Madison. Andy, hi.
Hi. It's good to be on the show.
What'd you want to bring up, Andy?
Well, I just wanted to ask your guest if there are some perceived plans to educate cities about tree planting in urban settings. I've had some conversations with City of Madison Forestry and have really come up a lot against a lot of resistance about planting native trees, canopy trees. The trend has been to plant even invasives like Bradford pear, which is actually really detrimental to our ecosystems, and hoping some education could be filtered down to cities.
Andy, thanks a lot for the call. Your thoughts on that, Adina, the kinds of trees we're choosing to plant in our urban areas.
Definitely. So cities are really important decision makers in making these choices about the types of trees. And, you know, they are taking public input, but clearly, you know, not everybody ends up agreeing about the kinds of trees. You know, Bradford pears may certainly have very beautiful aspects to them. In other places, we are seeing native trees going in, like hackberries. So, you know, there's an oaks. So there's a real variety. I think cities are often aiming more for diversity, having learned, I think, some of the lessons from Dutch elm disease that took out the big elms in the 50s and 60s, and then emerald ash borer that took out many of our ash. Cities are now really taking that message to plant a variety. And I think in order to encourage this, there are some grant programs like the Urban Forest Community Grants that really will help accelerate the planting of trees and hopefully diverse trees, including our natives.
Thanks for that call. Adina, in our last minute or so, is there a policy you'd particularly like to see at the state or even federal level that might help us make smart decisions about planting trees?
Yeah, thanks. So one of the things that has been discussed a lot recently is the next upcoming budget in Wisconsin and whether there will be funds for things like the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund, which is really needed to, if we want to have this goal of conserving forests and keeping forests as forests. And also a question is of whether we'll see that increased funding for Wisconsin forest landowner and urban forestry grants. And, you know, one thing I think we really need to think about is that as we see these increasing disasters and disturbances, that impacts our ability to put trees on the ground. We didn't have any trees go out last year because of COVID, but that's changing and hopefully we'll see that accelerating.
Adina, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
That's Adina Rispin, professor of forest and wildlife ecology at UW-Madison. She joined us for a look at Governor Evers' call to plant 75 million trees in Wisconsin by the year 2030.